I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Yesterday, something happened in the city of New Orleans that is as unbelievable and as bad as I've ever seen in the over 12 years that I've called this city home. And we're going through some tough times right now, but what happened yesterday afternoon in New Orleans? I've never seen anything like it before. A 9-year-old boy was shot in the head and killed. And all he was doing, he was standing on a street corner in the 7th Ward with a 13-year-old boy and a girl who's either 15 or 16. Those other two children were shot as well. One in the stomach, one in the leg. They were taken to the hospital and they are in stable condition. But the 9-year-old boy, standing on a street corner, and someone walked right up to these three children and opened fire. I've seen, and we've seen here in New Orleans, and recently, 2 days ago in New York City, a 1-year-old was shot and killed. But that 1-year-old was with an adult who was either the intended victim or was in the wrong place at the wrong time. 2 weeks ago in Chicago, I believe a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old little girl were shot and killed. But again, they were with the intended target. This, and here in New Orleans, I remember several years ago, a little girl, she was like 5 years old or 6 years old, a birthday party, and she was shot and killed on her front stoop, her own birthday party, and the intended victim was in the house. So, I mean, we've seen young children get killed in the street game in inner city America. And we've seen it time and time again, but in those cases, again, in those instances, they were never the intended victims. They just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time or with someone who was the intended victim. This, what happened yesterday, someone walked right up to these three children. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, broad daylight. And shot three children. You cannot see anything worse than this. This is, it doesn't get any, and look, I know things have been bad here in New Orleans. This is our city is shut down. We have no live music. We have no bars to go to because of coronavirus. Obviously, it's been awful. This, the 9-year-old victim, is Devontae Bryant. And our friends at Channel 4 went over there right after this happened yesterday.
A 7-1 father wants justice for his 9-year-old son, shot and killed this afternoon as he and two other kids were standing outside. Good evening, everyone. I'm Cherise Gibson.
And I'm Katie Moore. The three kids were shot this afternoon, one of them killed.
Yeah, it happened around 5 o'clock this evening in the 7th Ward on the Pauger Street near North Villery. We'll have Mike McDaniel joining us live right now, live from the scene. Obviously, a very tough and emotional scene.
Donald Bryant's son was one of three kids who were shot. The other two were injured. A 15- or 16-year-old girl shot in the stomach and a 13-year-old boy shot in the leg were taken to the hospital. Bryant says those two other kids were friends.
Three victims. All kids. All babies.
It happened in the 2100 block of Pauger Street when Police Chief Sean Ferguson says the three kids were standing outside when people approached them and started shooting.
This is unnecessary. This is unfortunate. And most importantly, this is disheartening.
Police Chief of New Orleans, Ferguson. I've never seen anything like this. We have a big issue in this country with young black males shooting and killing each other, committing genocide on each other. And I've never seen anything like this where three young children are standing on a street corner and somebody walked up to them and just shot them all.
You know, we do this thing where we hear a horrible story and we try to wrap our heads around it. We try to get into the mind of the perpetrator or the victim or whoever. And this is one of those scenarios where no matter how I can't, like, there's nothing I can't even bring my mind to even, you know, to even go there to, like, why would somebody do that? I can't even fathom it. You know, it's difficult. Like, there's no justification to anything like this whatsoever.
And all we know right now is that they got into a two-door white Jeep Wrangler that did not have a license plate on it. And they said that three people were seen. They were wearing face masks and hoodies. And dressed in black.
Even that. So now there's more than one person involved in this. You know, like, if three people are getting to a Jeep, like,
yeah, one person did the shooting and there's two other people in that car.
Right.
And so, the getaway car.
So the idea that this could have been premeditated is even worse. It's not just like some crazy lunatic lost his mind. It's like this is a premeditated, planned out times.
On children. This is sickening. I almost don't have anything else to say. It's an unspeakable crime. Really?
I have something to say.
Somebody walked up to a 9-year-old and shot them in the head and then shot a 13-year-old and then shot a 15 or 16-year-old. The three kids are standing right next to each other on the street.
I have something to say. I know they have this saying in the streets, snitches get stitches, but at this point, no. Somebody has to come out and say something.
Somebody has to know something.
Of course. And somebody either seen something, knows something. Somebody has to say something. This is crazy.
New Orleans is too small for no one to know where their children were yesterday at that time. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, broad daylight. Again, never seen anything like this. Never seen anything like this. This is just, and I'm not going to say things can't get any worse, because just when you say something like that, a 9-year-old gets shot in the head and killed.
Yeah, I was joking Saturday that the worst day of my life was the day that the bars are closed, but, you know, that was unjust. That was a joke. You know, something like this clearly overrides that, you know, like, just to think what the parents are going through, because I mean, it's a kid, dude.
I just, who could walk up to three children standing on a street corner and open fire like that? I just, Well, this is a high-profile New Orleans shooting, and I've always said that the New Orleans cops usually get their perps. I mean, there's other things we're going to talk about on the show this morning, but this, boy, I feel awful. And I'm the person that comes in and, hey, it's we know you turn on this show and hopefully we give you things to laugh about, think about. This morning is just, again, unspeakable. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you, and this is a tough morning to do a radio show. We here in New Orleans, if you listen, we like to have fun. We talk about what's going on. We always like to maybe try to put our spin on things and have a good time doing the morning radio show for you. But with what happened yesterday afternoon here in New Orleans, this is a very, very sad morning. This morning, I've never seen anything like this before. Yesterday afternoon at about 5 o'clock, broad daylight, in the 7th Ward here in New Orleans, a 9-year-old boy was standing on a street corner with a 13-year-old boy and either a 15 or 16-year-old girl. Three kids were standing on a street corner. Someone walked up to them and opened fire, shot all three of them. The 9-year-old boy was shot in the head and killed. The 13-year-old boy was shot in the leg. And the 15 or 16-year-old girl was shot in the stomach. The 13 and the 15 or 16-year-old were brought to the hospital. And they're in stable condition. But the 9-year-old boy, identified as Devontae Bryant, was killed right near his house in the 7th Ward. And I've never seen anything like this before. They're three children. Now, we've seen children get shot and killed. I here in New Orleans, I remember a few years back, a young girl, there was a birthday party. She was on the front stoop. Someone drove by. She got killed, but the shooters were looking for someone else who happened to be right around there. And we've seen that a lot in America recently. Hell, the day before yesterday in New York City, a 1-year-old was shot and killed. But the 1-year-old was with an adult who was either in the wrong place at the wrong time or was the intended target. In Chicago, last weekend, we saw, I believe, a 3-year-old or 5-year-old shot and killed. But so they weren't the target. They just happened to be, again, in the wrong place at the wrong time. We've seen gangs here with young black males shooting each other. But sometimes the bullets go wayward and we see stories like this. This is the first time in my life that I've ever seen anything like this. Three young children standing on the street corner, broad daylight in the 7th Ward, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And someone walks up to them and shoots them. Children. Now, when I was watching the news last night, one of the reporters asked New Orleans Police Chief Sean Ferguson, is there any motive? And I'm thinking to myself, and he said, well, this investigation just started. We're trying to figure out why. Who could have a motive to walk up to three young children standing on the street? There can't be a motive. And just open fire? Obviously, the father of Devontae Bryant, Donald Bryant, was heartbroken yesterday. And he's a guy that we've talked about on this show a few months ago. Remember in February, there were kids breaking into cars. There was a rash of car break-ins, different neighborhoods in New Orleans. Well, another one of his sons, who's 11 years old, was involved in breaking in to cars. He was hanging out with older kids. And back then, the father, Donald Bryant, said, these kids were the ones who were breaking into cars, and they just grabbed my young son to help them.
Right.
Break into cars.
The 11-year-old was Diego Bryant. We talked about him in February.
Yeah, Coleman. So this is the same father who had an 11-year-old who was breaking into cars, stealing from cars in February.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are in July. And now the father has a 9-year-old who's going to be 10 at the end of this month. His birthday, July 31st. Who was shot in the head and killed. Someone walked up to him and two children standing next to them and shot all three of them. So when I think motive, my God, this is the worst thing you can. You can't see anything worse than it. Sure, there can be things as bad as this. This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
You know, we talked about back when cars were being broken to around the Superdome area. We talked about the cars being broken to in the Lakeview area. And I always suspected it was always kids. And I always suspected there was a bigger ring than that because it was too organized. I don't know if you remember me saying that. I was like, these kids aren't just doing this on a whim. This is completely organized. It's pre-planned. There's something larger going on in the New Orleans area. And then when I hear this story and how it all ties into the 11-year-old Diego who was out stealing cars and this kid last night who got shot, it's starting to make more sense to me that I'm not saying, I'm just speculating, but I'm trying to make some kind of sense of what's going on.
But when I saw this yesterday afternoon, Coleman, I'm thinking, what, why, who, what, three young children standing on the street corner at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and someone walks up to them and shoots them. They weren't with someone else who was an intended victim like we have seen recently.
Yeah, so if you have a criminal ring and you're using children as your pawns to do your dirty work, you're using them as your street soldiers, and then one of the kids go wayward, you might have to make an example. So, I mean, I'm just speculating of what could happen, but I'm just trying to formulate something to make this make sense, but I just can't. It's just senseless all around.
The car burglaries that his 11-year-old son was involved in February was in Gentilly Terrace.
Yeah.
And you can't make sense of any of this, but if you're trying to put pieces together, just like Coleman told you, this could be some sort of sick retaliation.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Again, something bad can be as bad as this, but there can't be anything worse than three young children, 11, 13, and either 15 or 16, standing on a street corner, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and someone walks up to them with a gun and shoots all three of them. The police are looking for a white Jeep a two-door, a white Jeep Wrangler that they think may have been used as the getaway car. Three people.
Yeah, three occupants were inside all masked up.
They had masks on, they had hoodies on, and they were all dressed in black. My God. The New Orleans cops have to find out who did this. And this poor father, Donald Bryant, said, boy, that name sounds familiar. And then sure enough, we talked about him and his 11-year-old son back in February. Now here's his 9-year-old son being shot yesterday afternoon on the street in the 7th Ward right near his house.
I'm assuming by the end of this day, we'll know a lot about what's going on. I have faith in the New Orleans Police Department when it comes down to this. I think by the end of this day or by the end of the week, we're going to have all this wrapped up, figuring something out. I don't see this going. Like, somebody knows something and somebody is going to say something.
Somebody has to say something.
Right. So I'm confident we're going to get to the bottom of this before the end of the week.
Our hearts are extremely heavy this morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. You know the song that was literally the most played song on rock radio in the 90s? It was right up there. It was one of the most played songs in that decade. When it was finished, record company people thought, you can't release it like this. You're missing something. The chorus, there's nothing here. You need to say something. And the songwriter said, yep. And so this is the song. Came out in 1993, the most played rock song in the 90s. Collective Soul on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Even though magazines aren't what they used to be, the actual physical magazine, there used to be a time before the internet when magazines were pretty cool. The dentist office, you know, there were plenty of magazines around, you know. I remember I was always a fan of Sports Illustrated magazine, especially once the summer came around, because every year they had the swimsuit issue, the swimsuit edition. And even though people don't buy physical magazines anymore, and if they do, I would like to talk to them. I'd like to interview them on the show, if you know anyone. But here's one reason and one magazine that many guys would still buy one magazine a year, although with this you can see this on your computer screen as well, on your monitor. But the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue was just released. At least the cover of it was. And what's unusual and very cool about this year's color, even though the year 2020 has been the worst year in our lives, the cover, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover, has three beautiful, sexy women on the cover. Usually it only has one. But I guess they couldn't decide this year which one to put on. So there are three women. The one on the left, in my opinion, is the hottest, if you're looking at it. And by the way, we've got that cover on our website at bayou957.com. The model on the left, her name is Olivia Culpo.
She's a babe.
She's also the girlfriend of Carolina Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey. Whoa! Mind blown. He's the best, if not one of the best running backs in the NFL. He's as far as fantasy football goes, pretty much every fantasy football expert in the world, in America, says that he's the first player that should be picked in every fantasy football draft. Not only that, his girlfriend is Olivia Culpo. And the other two women are Jasmine Sanders, and Kate Bach. Now, this cover is something else. They decided, and then there were three. They decided to put three of them on, but they also said, I guess, to sell more copies, they're each going to get their own cover as well. So I guess if you want to, you're doing as much as they can to stretch the sales. But this is one physical magazine, even though I couldn't tell you the last time I bought a physical magazine. I read everything online. This is one that I would go to the store and buy. Very nice. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's on our website. Go check it out at Bayou957.com.
Hey, babe.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. At the zoo in Miami, we talked about this yesterday on our show. A gorilla tested positive for coronavirus. Shango the gorilla. That's something when people are lining up for 12, 13 hours and not being able to get tested all over the country for coronavirus. If they're testing this gorilla, how does he get tested so quick? And he had coronavirus. This is why you should always stay at least 6 feet away from gorillas. We're on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And, you know, usually if you listen to this show, we like to have a good time. And we talk about what's going on. We tell jokes. We have fun. We do what we do here on our morning radio show. This morning is a very difficult morning for us here at the radio station because of what happened yesterday here in New Orleans. You know, but before what happened. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which we'll get to momentarily, I thought the biggest story was yesterday when the Louisiana High School Athletic Association released a statement, and they kind of did a 180 on what they said last week when it came to high school football and all fall sports this fall in Louisiana public schools. They said there will be no high school football or any sports until we move to phase four of the recovery. And part of being in phase four is that there will be a vaccine for coronavirus.
I lost track of what phase we're actually in at this point.
Well, we're I think still in two, Coleman. But basically, yesterday, the Louisiana High School Athletic Association said there's going to be no high school football this fall because we're not going to have a vaccine this fall. And that's awful for so many high school athletes. If this is going to be their last year of playing high school football, it's gone. There are still people here in Louisiana and all over America, but here in Louisiana, there are still parents that don't want to send their kids to school. They're freaking out because of coronavirus, and they don't want to send their kids to school. And we told you on the show that Jefferson Parish, they're gonna open the schools. There's going to be all different kinds of protocols with masks and hand sanitizers and different rooms for taking temperatures and all that. But they also gave the option in Jefferson Parish, if parents are too scared to send their kids to school, they can school their children online through a virtual Jefferson Parish teaching deal, educating that way. So parents in Jefferson Parish have the option. You know, I thought that was the biggest story yesterday. And then at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, during this record-breaking heat wave, by the way, a 9-year-old boy was shot in the head and killed in the South Ward. And all he was doing, he was standing on the corner with a 13-year-old boy and a young girl who was either 15 or 16. Someone walked up to those three children on a 7th Ward street corner. Someone walked up to them and shot all three of them. The 9-year-old boy was shot in the head and he died. The 13-year-old boy was shot in the leg, and the 15 or 16-year-old girl was shot in the stomach. They were transported to the hospital. They're in stable condition. But I've seen a lot of bad stuff. We've all seen bad stuff in our life. Nothing could be worse than this. There could be things as bad as this. But someone walking up to three children standing on a street corner in broad daylight at 5 o'clock in the afternoon here in the 7th Ward of New Orleans and shooting three children. When the police chief and the mayor, they were out there yesterday, the local media was out there, and they asked the police chief, Sean Ferguson here in New Orleans, was the motive? And I'm thinking to myself, motive for someone walking up? Look, there have been children shot here in New Orleans. And recently, the day before yesterday, in New York City, a 1-year-old child was shot and killed. But the 1-year-old was with an adult. The bullet wasn't meant for the 1-year-old. In Chicago, a couple of weeks ago, I think a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, shot and killed. But that was a wayward stray bullet. And they just happened to be innocent victims in the wrong place at the wrong time. In the street game in urban America. I remember here in New Orleans a few years ago, a young girl in Central City shot and killed, birthday party on her front porch, her front stoop. The drive-by shooter was shooting at someone who was at that party, an older person. Didn't care that there were children there. And she lost her life. But I never... ever seen someone walk up to three children with them, innocent children, being the intended targets. The 9-year-old boy, Devontae Bryant, he was going to be 10 the last day of this month. It was his 10th birthday. Now, I brought up the question of motive. The father was heartbroken, crying yesterday on the local news. I mean, he picked up his child, who was a 9-year-old, who was just shot in the head, picked him up off the street corner, and brought him into his house, which was right there, and put him on the couch. Nothing could be worse. Again, something could be as bad. Nothing could possibly be worse than this. And the father's name, Devontae Bryant's father, is Donald Bryant. We talked about him on this show a few months ago in February because he has another son who's 11 years old who was arrested for breaking into cars. Remember when there was all kinds of car burglaries in different neighborhoods in New Orleans? He was, and the father, Donald Bryant, back then said, yeah, some older kids in the neighborhood, my young son's hanging out with them. They're the ones that got him to take part in this because if you're 11 years old, you're not going to be breaking into cars. But older kids in the neighborhood got him to help. And this happened in Gentilly Terrace. So I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if one has anything to do with what happened yesterday. One has anything to do with the other. But all I know is our hearts could not be any heavier this morning here. And police are looking for three suspects. One guy who hopped into a 2-door white Jeep Wrangler with no license plate. So there were two others who were involved in this, the getaway driver and someone else in the car. How in God's name could someone, an adult, young adult, whatever the case may be, walk up to three children, a 9-year-old, a 13-year-old, and either a 15 or 16-year-old standing on a street corner and shoot. Hopefully somebody in that neighborhood knows something. Somebody has to know something. and says something. Coleman, where our hearts are hurting this morning.
Yes.
I've never... We've reported on crime. We've seen... never seen anything like this. Our thoughts are with young Devontae Bryant, his family, and I hope the New Orleans police, led by Police Chief Sean Ferguson, will find these people. Our thoughts are there this morning here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. As the coronavirus positive tests keep rising in the state of Florida, Disney World opened there. It just reopened. They got a new rule. No contact with the characters. And they're strictly enforcing it. In fact, yesterday a guy got kicked out of Disney World because he was feeling goofy. And Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Just read a story about a parrot who beat 21 Harvard University students in a classic memory game. The shell game. The shell game. You know the shell game. You see guys playing it on the street corner. They usually have three or four shells, and they'll put something underneath one of the shells, and they'll say, I'll bet you however amount of money, you know, they'll move the shells around. Well, this parrot beat 21 Harvard students. Spears! Spears, pull up the car, we're going to Harvard. Harvard? We're going to Harvard, and then we're going to the club to play polo. Spears! Pull up the car, and then we're going to lunch. And then we'll go back to Harvard. Harvard? A parrot beat 21 Harvard students in the shell game. It's incredible. It's an African gray parrot. And these parrots can live more than 50 years. And it shows you how smart they are. I mean, you always had a feeling that parrots were smart. I mean, a lot of times they can repeat what you say. What? There's nothing on ESPN. What? There's no sports.
Blah, 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 blah.
This gray parrot, his name is Griffin, and he was the subject of a recent study that was published in the journal Scientific Reports. That rag? Researchers challenged Griffin to a working memory task, where he had to locate a colorful pom-pom that was hidden under a plastic cup after it was shuffled around a table with other plastic cups. We have a parrot named Griffin who just took out 21 Harvard students in the shell game.
See, whoever came up with that study must have known that this parrot could do this. It's just too much of a coincidence that they just happen to have this bird to do this study against Harvard students.
Well, the person who owns the bird, Coleman, is a psychologist. Her name is Irene Pepperberg. And she's the bird mom, the Griffin the parrot's mother.
I hate to bring up what you call that double standards, but it makes sense that the person that brought the parrot to Harvard is female, because if it was us, we'd have brought that parrot to Vegas and we'd have had him on the street corner somewhere like, hey, come on, try your luck. I bet you can't beat this parrot.
Not even Vegas. How about the French Quarter? put this parrot on Bourbon Street.
Bring it to Harvard. No, you bring it to a street corner. You lay a table out. You get people to bet money against this parrot.
I'll bet you $20 this parrot can outduel you in the shell game.
Yep. Let people check the table for gimmicks and everything. You can check the table, do whatever you want. We still guarantee this parrot will destroy you.
I mean, let's face the facts. You know, the people that you've ever seen in your life doing the shell game on street corners in cities all over America, you know that they're professional at what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to set up a table, and they're not going to put cups in a little ball, or in this case, a little pom-pom, underneath a cup and then do the shell game and mix them around if they're going to lose. They're not going to take time out of their day to lose money. You know they're going to win every time.
Maybe we should bring this parrot to Bourbon, get some revenge.
But I always wondered, who are these people, who are these people that play the game on the street corner?
Oh, degenerate gamblers.
I know. I mean, you think just walking down with the shell game. Oh, yeah, I'm going to, here's $10 or $20. I can beat you. I can memorize where that shell goes. He wakes up in the morning, gets his table, and gets his three or four cups and his little ball, and packs it up and goes and to lose money.
Oh, I like it better when they mark them, too. Hey, you seem like a pretty smart guy. I guarantee you probably do this. Come on, you can do it.
Well, this is incredible. You know, we're less than an hour away from our segment that we do every morning on the show, The Dumbest Thing I Read All Morning. And that's another doozy coming up this morning. But this is on the other end of that spectrum. Here's a parrot. Griffin the parrot just took out 21 Harvard University students in the shell game.
And they had to teach them how to play without even speaking English.
Isn't that something? Hi. All right. Besides The Dumbest Thing I Read All Morning coming up, there's a guy in Jefferson Parish who just filed a lawsuit against Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang, all because she said he has to wear a mask. You think he's got any chance to win that lawsuit? We'll give you some details on that coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Today is Shark Awareness Day. Can you identify the most common type of shark? Personal injury. I see all those commercials on TV. Hey, coming up next, there's a Jefferson Parish resident who is suing Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang because she's making him and everybody else wear a mask wherever they go. Do you think he has any chance of winning that lawsuit? Text us if you want at 260-9595. We'll give you the details coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Yesterday, it was pretty... I was surprised by the news from the Louisiana High School Athletic Association when they said that high school football games can't begin until we reach phase four here in Louisiana in the coronavirus recovery. That phase four means that we have a vaccine.
How do they even know? When you're trying to come across a vaccine, they make it sound like it's guaranteed that there is a vaccine out there to be found and made. There is no guarantee that a vaccine will be concocted or whatever.
Well, Coleman, not only that, but we know there will be no vaccine in a month, 2 months, 3 months from now. There will be none. So the Louisiana High School Athletic Association yesterday said that there's going to be no high school, not only football, but any fall sports this year. And the reason that surprised me is because 5 days ago, we talked about it on this show at the end of last week, how they said they still plan on going through with their fall sports schedule in the wake of Louisiana State Senator Cleo Daniels.
Cleo Fields
mm-hmm. saying last week that all fall high, not only high school, but from kindergarten through 12th grade, all fall sports should be canceled because of coronavirus. So within a span of 5 days, the Louisiana High School Athletic Association did a 180, which tells me somebody got to them.
I don't know.
Somebody got to them. Somebody didn't like what they said last week.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was a political figure or who, somebody got to them and they just did a complete 180. And I feel awful for the seniors who this was going to be their last year of playing high school football or any sport. And now they're not going to have that. And here in Louisiana, there are some high school athletes, high school football players, that's the reason they go to school.
Right.
So now you take that away. Kids probably aren't going to go to school some and end up out on the street.
I don't think they did a 180. Here's what I think happened, based on how everything played out. When Cleo Fields made his recommendation, what the athletic commission said is they're not going to take what he said into consideration. They're going to go about it their own way. So I think they did their own little surveys, and they did their own little, you know, projections, and they decided themselves. And they kind of said, look, our decision is not based on what Cleo Fields says. Our decision is based on our own personal, you know, decisions.
But so, they changed real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they after Cleo Fields, the state senator, said what he said, mm-hmm. how there should be no fall sports, any sport, any grade, kindergarten through 12th grade, they released a statement after that saying, we plan on...
Yeah, they did have a plan. It just didn't work out as planned. But I don't think their decision had anything to do with somebody getting to them. I think they just told Cleo Fields, hold up, we're not going to jump the gun. Let us deal with it ourselves. And that's what happened. They dealt with it themselves, and they just came up with this decision on their own without the influence of what the state lawmaker said.
And I know there are so many parents that are worried. There are so many parents that are afraid to send their kid to school, let alone sports.
Mm-hmm. And I can see that being a factor to their decisions if they're not going to have enough kids to even put it together a good sports team.
Well, we don't know about that. And Jefferson Parish has announced that they plan on opening all the schools next month. There's going to be a whole new type of protocol with masks, hand sanitizers, taking temperatures, separate rooms for if people, the temperature's high, quarantine, that kind of stuff. But there are still a lot of parents that are afraid to send their kids to school, and they're going to be homeschooling. Why don't you text us if you're a parent and you got a kid going, whether it's Jefferson Parish Schools or any school, are you worried about sending your kid back to school? And now that Jefferson Parish, they again, the schools will be open, a whole new protocol, but they're also offering an option to parents to do virtual education online where the kids could stay home and they do all of their learning via the computer. Look, I've always been a fan of homeschooling. If parents think that they can do a good job and they're their own children, if they can do a good job homeschooling their kids, that's great. But there's no doubt about it, and psychologists would tell you this, kids being in school, the socialization, the friendships and all of that kind of stuff, I mean, that helps kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're a parent and you're listening right now, text us. Are you sending your kid to school? Are you worried about sending your kid to school, or are you not? You choose to homeschool them, or go by what the Jefferson Parish authorities are saying. We'll do it virtual Jefferson here in our living room in our house because you're too worried about sending your kid to school. Our number is 504-260-9595. And there's just been a lawsuit filed in Jefferson Parish against the parish president, Cynthia Lee Shang, for mandating everyone wear a mask wherever they go. Any building they enter, any business, they have to wear a mask. Someone is suing her over that, saying that his rights are being trampled on. Do you think that lawsuit has any legs?
Foster says, and would this clown also be suing the state of Louisiana since the governor mandated the mask to be worn as well?
The governor did that after, a few days after, the Jefferson Parish president did that. His name is Clayton Cangelosi. He lives on the West Bank. He lives in Marrero. And yesterday, he filed suit in federal court saying Cynthia Lee Shang, the Jefferson Parish president's actions, are unconstitutional and amount to a fear campaign. I know there's a lot of people that agree with that, but I also realize there's a lot of people who say, look, just wear the damn mask. If it helps us get back to life, any sense of normalcy sooner than later, if it saves one life, let alone 5 or 10 or 30,000 is what we're hearing, just wear the mask.
This texter says he absolutely has a chance. Have you seen the newest CDC research for masks? It's a joke. No, surgical masks can actually make you sick.
Yeah, we've gotten mixed messages from people that are supposed to be in the know. as well. But as this goes on, coronavirus, even the experts are learning more and more about this as it goes on. So text us if you want about either of these things, the lawsuit, or if you've got kids going to school, are you worried about sending your kids to school? Are you going to choose to homeschool them or keep them home and go through the virtual Jefferson or wherever you live if they have options like they do in Jefferson Parish of educating your kids virtually online at home? We'd like to hear from you. 504-260-9595. Text us and keep them short. And if they're good, if they add to the show, we'll mention them and put your first name or your initials at the end of them here on Bayou 95.7 New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7 New Orleans only classic rock station. If you like 80s hair metal ballads, that might have been the first one right there that broke through. Def Leppard, that was from 1981, Bringing on the Heartbreak. That was a ballad from their great CD, High and Dry. And that was their first hit ever. That was Def Leppard's first hit. They got tons of hits. That was the first one they ever had. And again, listen or see all of the hair metal or whatever you want to call it, all of the ballads that came out in the 80s. That was at the forefront. That was the beginning right there. And we asked you if you have a child going to school next month to text us. Are you scared? Are you worried? Are you freaking out about sending your kid back to school because of corona? Are you choosing to homeschool them? Or now that Jefferson Parish has the option, their schools will be open under all new protocol, but they will also give parents the option to school them at home through virtual Jefferson online, doing it that way. I'm asking you, I asked you to text us if you got a child who's going to school next month.
This texter says, my kid needs the structure of classroom. He will be going to school. This texter says, who had the time or the energy to homeschool their kids these days? One teacher says, it's ridiculous rules for schools. Fresh studies out of Germany show no data of coronavirus spreading through children. Wear a mask if you're concerned of the risk. But I teach in St. Tammany Parish. I have kids in St. Tammany Parish schools. I'm not worried.
All right.
This last text says, I'm more worried about the new protocols. Will we're wearing a mask for 8 hours a day at our school due to our children's psyche and staying 6 feet apart from everyone with no socialization? That's JP.
Yeah. So I know a lot of parents are still worried about the whole coronavirus situation with sending their kids back to school. And if you're just joining us, the Louisiana High School Athletic Association did a 180 in about 5 days. Late last week, they said they plan on playing high school football and sports this fall. That somebody got to them because over the course of 5 days, they completely changed. They did a 180. And they said there will be no sports from kindergartens, from grades kindergarten through 12th grade, no sports this fall, unless or until we get into phase four of recovery from coronavirus. And that's not going to happen because phase four means that they will have a vaccine, and we know they're not going to have that. So things keep changing. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out for that here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, and it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Pennsylvania woman threw knife at boyfriend because he refused to eat.
Eat what? Food, right?
Yeah, Coleman, and I've seen stories about women being mad at their men because they refused to stop eating. But this woman threw a knife at her boyfriend because he refused to eat.
He was on hunger strike.
A Pennsylvania woman was arrested after she flung a knife at her boyfriend, striking him because she was angry that he refused to eat. An officer responded to the Betchelsville, Pennsylvania home where they found 31-year-old Daniel Barbacow, or Danielle Barbacow, in a room next to her boyfriend who had a knife stuck in his leg. And he was using a belt as a tourniquet to limit the bleeding. I'm hit. He's in his own home. Well, Ms. Barbacow told police she got angry because she wanted him to eat and threw the knife out of reflex.
Oof. That's her first reaction. That's a reflex move. Just throwing a knife.
Yeah.
But she was an assassin in a past life.
Like that. Here's what's interesting about the story. I guess the man didn't want to be a snitch. I guess the man didn't want to be a rat. Because when the cops asked him what happened, he said he stabbed himself, cutting jalapenos.
You idiot.
So he's got a knife sticking out of his leg, and he's got a tourniquet as well. The cops show up. Well, if she did that to him just for not eating, the last thing he wants to do is be a rat. Yeah, and be a snitch and say, well, she did it. Because the next time, she'll kill him. So he told the cops, no, I was cutting jalapenos and I stabbed myself.
All right, so you know how sometimes just red flags in a relationship, just certain signs that maybe the relationship isn't working? Maybe, just maybe, I'm just speculating here. If your woman's first reflex is to throw a knife at you because, I'm not really that hungry, that's probably a red flag that the relationship isn't going to go somewhere.
Well, they're boyfriend and girlfriend now, at least as of
so
this.
So he has time to escape.
As of this police report. Yeah, so you're saying, Coleman, you might put the brakes on?
Oh, yeah.
And when it comes to maybe asking her for her hand?
Because I'm
without a knife, what's
wrong,
in marriage.
It makes me wonder, was something wrong with the food or was he just not hungry? Like, why would she get mad that he wasn't eating? Maybe they wanted to eat together, but he wanted to eat in front of the TV, or?
And maybe he didn't like what she made, and that could have set her off.
I've known women to get angry if you eat without them. Like, if you come home from work, and she's like, hey, babe, I'm hungry. I want to get something to eat. And you're like, oh, I grab lunch at work. Oh, they get pissed. They don't like it when you eat without them.
Yeah, but then I always used to get upset, Coleman. And hey, are you, she comes home. Are you hungry? She says, yeah, I'm hungry. And then I say, well, what do you feel like eating? And then the first thing she says is, I don't care. And then usually the fourth or fifth place I'll name, she'll be like, okay, it's never the first, second.
But it never made you want to throw a knife at her when she...
No. That's...
For her to hit the leg and the knife got stuck and that was a reflex, that's not her first time doing that.
No, because the guy lied to the cops. You're not allowed to lie to police. It's against the law to lie to police. But he's thinking to himself, if I tell this cop the truth, what's going to happen to me when these cops leave? If she just threw a knife into my leg because I didn't want to eat.
I want to know what she cooked, though, with the meal. I'm really curious now. We have to figure that out. Is it worth it?
Well, she was arrested. I don't see a mugshot here. I want to see if I can find a mugshot for Danielle Barbacow.
I want to see her food pictures on Instagram.
Well, because if she's really attractive, then okay, I could see the guy hanging around. All right, I could take a knife to the leg every once in a while.
You know, usually when there's an attractive mugshot, they post it. So the fact that there is no mugshot, I'm kind of skeptical.
I'm going to go on a search right now. Anyways, the Pennsylvania woman who got arrested for throwing a knife at her boyfriend because he refused to eat. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. And I found the mugshot of the woman in the story that we did a few minutes ago for the dumbest thing I read all morning. The woman who got arrested for throwing a knife at her boyfriend because he refused to eat. And I found a mugshot. I mean, obviously, I could see her being more attractive. When people get a mugshot, it's the worst moment of their life, pretty much. I could see with a little bit of makeup and her hair down, she could be an attractive woman.
Yeah, but does she have a soul in her eyes?
When she's, I do see a soul in her eyes.
And okay.
You can go see that as well. We've got that mugshot and we've got the story. It's on our website at bayou957.com. Go check that out if you want. It's the dumbest thing that I read all morning. But yeah, that boyfriend better be careful if she's throwing a knife at him and hitting him in the leg. And he's got to use a tourniquet until the cops show up. And then he's so afraid that he lies to the cops about, oh, I did it myself. I was cutting jalapenos. Because he knows what will happen next if he gets on our wrong side. Anyways, it's on our website, bayou957.com. It's our commercial free ride right now. We're in it right now here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.